site. All broadcasts available free on demand 24/7 at artistfirst.com. Be sure to consult our homepage regularly for updated guests and special features. This hour on Authors First, it's my privilege to introduce a fabulous physician, both of the body and the mind and spirit. It's my great honor to introduce Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD, retired physician who practiced for 20 years before retiring. He is the author of, you named it, 38 books, and probably approaching 40 now. Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD, he's written a sequel, a second book. I think we're going to learn about that this hour, audience, but the topic is so important, the cure of addiction. The four questions: share your mission, the disposition, the secret to happiness, the 12 steps, and it is a book of liberation from addiction of all kinds, whether you are addicted to opiates or sex or work or other quite oppressive habits. The cure for addiction addresses all of those matters. Before we get into the question-answer segment on Authors First, I would just be thrilled if Reverend Wynn Henderson, M.D., would read a short section from the book, The Cure of Addiction, and also, audience, while you're listening, at artistfirst.com, you'll see the link. When you get to his name, Wynn Henderson, click the link. It'll take you over to his website, and then you can learn and follow along with us. And certainly, you'll want to share this book with everyone you know on your social network site. Tony Kay in the studio, a warm welcome. How do you do? And thank you for joining us, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD.
Thank you, Tony, for those kind words. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your program because I know your reach goes all over the world, and this is such an important topic that we're going to be talking about tonight. Everybody all over the world needs to hear it, and I'm just delighted to be on the show. I would like to start by reading you the very first of my book, Freedom from Addiction 2. And I wanted to write something that I believe to be totally true and would knock your socks off. So here goes. This is an open letter from addiction to the world. My name is Addiction. I am waging war against all nations and do not plan to take prisoners. Like a thief in the night, I will pillage your people, rob them of their dignity, peace of mind, and eventually their lives. The world will be in shambles before I am through. The more the merrier. Red, yellow, black, white, none are precious in my sight. Rich or poor, I have no favorites, but must admit, I have fun picking on the sad and lonely, the weak and sick, and really get a kick out of young people who do not have a clue. It is a quick seduction to entangle them in my web. They are mine from a single puff on a reefer, to the pop of a rubber band, and from the first taste of liquor to the bottle's last drop. It is easy to enslave them on social media screens, entice them into sexual promiscuity, and convince them that they need a cigarette or another Twinkie. There are over 20 addictive behaviors in my arsenal. Yeah, that's my greatest thrill. Enslave them young, and I will have them for life. Don't get me wrong. I was invited to this party, and they made me the main attraction. And realizing that I was in the land of the innocent, I took advantage, like a fox in a hen house. "Just try a little," I would whisper, "and that's all it takes, a small temptation to get them started, and they do the rest." Making sure they have all the crappy dope and cheap liquor that they need is easy. They will snort, shoot, or drink just about anything. It's really fun to put pesticides and all manner of trash in their stash. It's like watching an already dead man's duel with a pistol and one bullet. They will soon be mine because there are only 5 empty chambers. AIDS really adds another level of satisfaction. My ultimate thrill is to watch them struggle in pain as their emaciated bodies lay dying. The last words they speak often are these: "What have I done to myself?" When they're dead and gone, I get a bonus. The lives of their family is in tatters. The family is grieving because they fiercely loved you, my prey. The damage of addiction is vast, wide, and long. Mother dies from heartache, but the real culprit was all the grief and stress she went through. Daddy does not linger long either. Why stay when all his money was long gone before they buried you? It does appear there is one thrill left. Your parents both go to their graves wondering if they will meet you in heaven. They're not sure, because the last time they saw you on earth, you were blaming all your problems on them, cursing them, and demanding money. Your daddy always felt the bad choices that he made in his life somehow rubbed off on you. Just to let you know, I did get a kick out of watching you cringe in the corner as you watched your daddy beat your mother. Unfortunately for me, they both got it right with God before they died, and he rescued their sorry souls. Most of your brothers and sisters rarely think of you today. They are just glad to be rid of the guilt, shame, and embarrassment they felt every time they looked at the shell of humanity that you ended up being. Now, the game is not quite finished. Your little brother was closely watching all your debauchery, and now he thinks he might give it a try. And surprise, surprise, you left a baby in the belly of your last partner, a baby that does not have a chance. He is just your last sacrifice. You turned out just like I wanted, completely destroyed inside and out. Your eyes are yellow from all the booze. Hepatitis and liver damage would have killed you anyway, but it gives me great joy to announce that your appetite for momentary escape from reality took you much sooner. A shell of your former self, alone without family, you left this world high as a kite, in total oblivion to the darkness you were about to enter. The darkness filled with all the rejected, discarded souls that I have tortured and killed. Your so-called friends stole your few possessions at the end and disappeared in the night before your body was cold and 911 never got a call. I feel like gloating. You lost your chance to make a change. All the talk of repentance and redemption went right over your head. Like a sheep led to slaughter, you were an easy target. Had you known a very simple prayer, you would have not been easy to reel in. We may have never met. Your parents were older when they finally changed their ways, much too late to do you any good. I waited patiently until I knew you were ready. I pretended to be your friend, bolster your low self-esteem, and make you temporarily feel like a king. But only temporarily, I'm proud to say. And just a footnote to rub it in. You could have been a man with everything. A nice family, a beautiful home, the pillar of the community, respected by all your family and friends. Your life could have been filled with purpose as you reached out to help your fellow man. You could have had all the peace, joy, and happiness in life if you had opened your eyes and realized your value as a child of God. If you had allowed Him into your life to be your constant friend and advisor. God gave you all the tools you needed to complete your mission in life, but you didn't use them. Yes, one simple prayer. God, please save me through the blood of Jesus Christ, would have protected you from me. You know, just the mention of those names, God and Jesus, completely steals all my joy. That's the reason I keep my flock under the influence, so they cannot hear the sweet voice of Jesus calling them, "Come home, my child, come home." Yes, that is what you are, a lost child who ran out of chances. You are now lost in darkness, and you are forever mine. And now, I'm sure you can figure out the rest of this story. It's been a pleasure wrecking your life and stealing your soul, your friend, addiction, also known as Satan.
Yes. And so his name finally did surface, didn't it? Freedom from addiction and freedom from addiction too, by our guest, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Thank you for that wonderful introduction to a topic that has, as you stated, gripped the world. Advertising, everything in our society, visually oriented, directs and appeals to that base element of addiction.
Hey, yes, Tony. There's about 8 billion people in the world, and most of those 8 people are addicted to something. If they haven't advanced spiritually, haven't answered and resolved the 4 questions, I've never interviewed somebody that I couldn't find an addiction in their life. And as you know, every addiction is harmful to us and our parents and our children and everybody that we know.
It's evident. I mean, its fruit is evident. The rotting stench of ruin that it brings to the lives of so many. And unfortunately, the death of innocence in many cases.
I want to tell you about how my medical career impacted my spiritual career. When I was taught as a physician, I was taught that you ask the patient what were their symptoms in order to find out what their disease was. And so I've talked to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people and asked them what their symptoms were when they were suffering from the disease of addiction. And here's what they told me. Everybody listening tonight, here are the symptoms of this disease. Think about, do I have one or more of these symptoms? The symptoms of the disease of addiction are anxiety or nervousness, depression, pain, either emotional or physical, loneliness, a lack of love, a void in your life, emptiness, unworthiness, a sense of failure, sorrow, insecurity, guilt, shame, unhappiness, a lack of acceptance, a lack of energy, fear, boredom, resentment, self-pity, the need for immediate gratification and pleasure, and suicidal thoughts. If you're listening tonight and you identify with some of those symptoms and want to get rid of them, you can get rid of them by getting rid of the disease of addiction.
In your book, you outline quite convincingly that we are a society of addicts. We don't give ourselves that credit. We only bestow it on those that are on their way out or have succumbed completely to the ravages of addiction. And yet, it exists on a very fundamental level, day to day, in our families, with our careers, our choices that we make every day have addictive tendencies. Where else in the world can you watch a TV program dedicated to hoarders? That is an addictive personality, correct?
Yes, Tony. Let me define addiction for the audience tonight. Here is what addiction is. If you come to realize that a behavior that you have, any behavior, is hurting you or hurting someone you love, and you can't or won't give it up for whatever reason, you're addicted to that behavior. And that puts you in the classification of suffering from the overall larger disease of addiction.
You know, and it's easy to pick up new addictions. If you have an addictive personality, you may substitute one form of addiction for another.
Exactly. If you're able to give up one behavior, generally what happens, you haven't solved the problem of giving up the disease itself, and therefore you go to another behavior.
Yes, and it may be worse, or you may find it less gratifying before returning, back to what wasn't working previously. So it becomes a vicious circle, a cycle of addiction and trying to quit and overcome it and going back to it, and people, you offend, you hurt the very people that you love that are closest to you, and then the addict is penitent and wants to change, and yet at some point those closest won't believe it.
Tony, let's play trivia for a second. What is currently the most frequent addiction in this country?
Well, I would say alcohol.
And you'd be wrong.
Okay.
The most common addiction in this country today is overeating.
Wow. Gluttony.
Maybe 25% to 35% of our country is obese. It's getting worse all the time. Obesity hurts you. You should know that. It will cut down on your lifespan. It will make your life less productive, and you can't live as full a life because of it. And yet, you won't give it up. You can't give it up. And so, today, overeating is the most common addiction in our country.
And you're right. And the stomach doesn't have a chance to rest because we're always putting something in it. By the way, it is Fat Tuesday. this Tuesday of February 2017. And just this saying, Fat Tuesday, as part of the Mardi Gras happening in New Orleans and around the world, says something about that overindulgence and that desire to take things to an unacceptable limit.
Well, 40 days of fasting is coming up tomorrow, and I doubt if very many people listening to today will fast for 40 days.
Will they even start tomorrow?
No, they won't.
No, not at all. Absolutely not. Just another exciting reason for addiction to celebrate. I once heard a physician say that if you drink alcohol only on New Year's Eve, then you're an alcoholic.
What a dummy.
And, you know, so people do have their own ideas as they divorce themselves from common addictions to what they think others should be living by. But your book, your emphasis, is on recognizing the deeper issues behind the psychiatry of what is causing you to become have an addictive personality, or to be addicted to something. There's a cause effect deep in your spirit, in your soul, that's driving it.
Tony, I would like to tell you what the cause of addiction is, and I will in a second. But first, I want the listeners tonight to be truthful and answer this question. Using the definition that I gave you, a behavior that's hurting you or someone you love and you can't stop it, are any of these behaviors something that you have an issue with? Because they are all addictive behaviors. And here we go. Codependency, or trying to control another person's behavior. Drugs like marijuana, alcohol, hallucinogens, opiates, inhalants, depressants, stimulants, anabolic steroids, and gambling, kleptomania, smoking, sociopathic or criminal behavior, overeating or undereating, sexual and non-sexual abuse, workaholism, excitement, power, greed, teenage rebellion, sexual compulsions, overspending, negative thinking, TV, internet, and smartphone overuse, relationship addiction, and collectaholism or hoarding. Now, if any of those are behavior problems that you have, and you truly want to get rid of them, then I have the answer for you, and I will be happy to share it with you.
But first, we need to know, will it help Starbucks and McDonald's?
They're going to be with us as long as we have addiction.
You know, it's the enterprising position to incorporate things in what we eat and drink and smoke, and what we see visually and what we think will make us better people. Those very things are toxic and highly addictive, and that creates a cycle, doesn't it? Now you're hooked. You had your first cigarette, chemicals are in you, now, you know, it's difficult to get off. You're smoking a pack a day. Or alcohol, you're drinking. Well, first it was, you know, I had a beer at the football game. Now it's a six-pack, a 12-pack every day.
Yes.
And that's what happens. You know, it starts off as a little thing, and pretty soon it becomes an all-encompassing, possessive. Everything else of value gets pushed out of the way. There's no room. There's no room for family, there's no room for fun, there's no room for paying the bills or anything, because the addiction must be served.
Would you like to have a little story of what addiction means to some people? There were two miners in the Old West. That was Yosemite Sam and Dry Gulch Dan. And they were riding in a wagon with their gold, trying to get back to town to the assayer's office. And way in the distance, back on the horizon, they saw a little speck. And Yosemite Sam said to Dan, "What's that?" And Dan said, "Don't know. Keep an eye on it." A little bit later, the speck was larger. And Yosemite Sam asked the same question. Well, this went on several times during the day. And there toward dusk, Yosemite Sam said to Dan, he's as big as a man. I think he's a stalker." And Dry Gulch Dan said, "Take this shotgun and blow his head off." And Sam said, and he indicated to Dan with his hands and his fingers and his thumb about an inch apart. He said, "I can't. I've known him since he was that tall." That's the way addiction is. It comes into your life and is very small. And then over a period of time, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until you can't get rid of it. That's just one example of how addiction takes over your life.
You know, we think of heroin, opiates, alcohol, but really, in terms of day-to-day life and mood alteration, it's much more subtle, isn't it? Because people are interacting with people or not, and they're absorbed in their addiction, and they may not make a connection in a positive way. And so children, grandchildren, parents, friends, work associates, everyone recognizes that the addiction exists in that person and that it has a priority, that it takes a priority over other things in life. And that's the destructive element that's so disappointing to observe. We see the loss of freedom, the loss of joy, opportunity, advancement, all of the wonderful blessings of not being addicted. And yet we see it happening at a younger and younger age in our schools. And where is the church today? Most have deserted the church or the Bible. They've been told to turn away from the very keys that can help them overcome addiction and find their true selves, their true spiritual nature. And that is part of addiction's role, isn't it? I mean, when you're addicted, you hear what you want to hear, you see what you want to hear, and you have excuses to turn away from other evidence of a problem that needs to be solved.
You know, Tony, addiction is universal. There's no segment of the population that is not troubled by this disease. In fact, in my church, besides obesity and overeating, the most common addictive problem that the church members have is negative thinking. And so it doesn't have to be drugs, alcohol, tobacco You know, it can be other things. So, addiction is everywhere. No addiction is any better than any other addiction, because they're all caused by the same thing, and they all come from the same place, and they all can be treated the same way, and the results are all similar. Now, I'd like to tell you, and your audience, what the cause of this disease is, because if you don't know the cause, you don't know how to treat the problem. And that basically is the problem of why we have addiction at such a high percentage and why it's not getting any better. After 30 years of taking care of and counseling people, I have come to realize that the direct underlying cause of addiction, all addictions, any addiction, is low self-esteem. You don't value yourself as much as you should. You don't see the value in yourself. And that comes from lack of spiritual understanding. There are some spiritual things that you don't understand. And if you did, you would see what your real value is. And when you knew what your real value was, you would not any longer want to hurt yourself or end your life sooner than it needs to. So,
well, that's right. You know, and that is a universal principle that can be applied at any age.
Yes.
To find that love, to know the love of Christ that surpasses all understanding, to see that your wealth, your worth is something that God treasures and made possible for you to have an eternity with Him. This is revolutionary. And you're right. It has saved countless millions from the entrapment of addiction, coming to the Lord Jesus and laying it down at His cross, accepting the blood of His sacrifice, the forgiveness, and then walking a new life, being clothed for His purpose and for His glory. And many have experienced immediate transformative action. I mean, they are night and day different people because they were able, through the love and power of Christ, to have that burden lifted from them.
Well, you know, in religious doctrine, there is being born again, and obviously you're not born again physically, but you're born again spiritually. And when that happens to you, you're not the same person that you were before, and you don't live the same life that you lived before. And that's a miraculous thing that can happen to each of us.
Your book, Freedom from Addiction, there's the first, and now you have a second edition out. From the reaction of the first volume, did you recognize that there were some areas you wish you had gone in greater detail, or what brought you to write Freedom from Addiction 2?
Well, yes, I edited it. Something like the initial opening statement, I didn't have that in the last book. I wanted people to see how real addiction is in the life of every family on the planet, because they were just poo-pooing it, you know, not saying, yes, this is so significant that I need to get some understanding of how to fix the problem now. And so with the new addition between Freedom from Addiction and Freedom from Addiction Roman numeral 2, I brought some of those things in and wrote them to help people understand what a great problem this disease of addiction is.
Is the book chronological? Do you need to begin from the beginning, or can you jump in to various chapters depending on what your particular need or interest might be at the time? For instance, a grandchild or a spouse.
Well, this newest book is subtitled How to Help Your Spouse, Child, or Grandchild Cure Their Addictive Disease. And I know that there are many, many people out there who have a child who has a problem, a grandchild that has a problem, a husband or wife that has a problem, and they don't have any idea how to help them get over their problem. The answer is in this book.
Get your copy right now, Ex Libris, the publisher, Xlibris. You can find the link for Freedom from Addiction 2 at our author's website, which we've placed, freedomfromaddiction2.com. We have the link at artistfirst.com. So if you're there on your mobile device, if you are on your computer right now, simply select the link for Wynn, and you'll go right to the page for his book. Select Buy It Now. It'll take you to Ex Libris quite easily, and you can buy your copy today. I always recommend buying 10. You buy 10 books of this quality, this caliber, and now through Multiplicity, you have it out to your pastor, to your library, to your church library, to your neighbor, to your children. And of course, you need to have it around your house as well, because if you have a family, you're going to find that they're all struggling with some form of addiction. All of us are. I wish we had an addictive personality toward reading the Bible or praying, right? Toward the virtues that would create the armor of God and give you the strength, fortitude, to overcome that addiction and actually help other people. And it's very common for those who overcome sexual addictions or drug addictions to be the greatest asset in helping other people with that struggle.
Tony, in addition to what you just said, if you find it easier, you can just go to Amazon.com and they will be happy to provide you with a copy of the book. And now, if we've got a moment, I would like to tell you the most important concept of developing your spiritual understanding, because this concept is crucial to beating the disease. And there are four questions that if you can answer, and it talks about them in the book, and apply those questions to your life, you will have a totally different life. And the questions are these. Who am I? Where did I come from? What am I doing here? And where am I going when I'm done? And the question that most closely relates to getting over this disease is question number 3. What am I doing here? And the reason that that is so important is because God has given every person on the planet, 8 billion of us, a purpose, a reason for their creation. And he's already figured this out before you were born. And it's based on your talents and all kinds of aspects of your soul. And if you can find out what your purpose is and then pursue it, you not only will have a great life, you won't have the addictive problem any longer, but it will be a blessing, a joy to you. And that blessing and joy you will be able to share with everybody else that you come into contact with, and they will say, what is it that you know that I don't know? And you can tell them. And when they see the change in your life, they're going to want it for themselves. And when that happens, and it happens over and over, and more people get this understanding, the whole world will change. And that's what I hope for everybody that hears this program tonight, that you'll find out what your purpose is, and you will act on that and try to accomplish it.
You could spend $40, $39.99, and get 10 of the e-books, Freedom from Addiction 2, and think these kids, they love those tablets. And you get it out there, and they'll share it on their social network sites. And they'll read it, and they'll see it in their other and friends, and they'll see it in themselves, and be able to start right away to work on those things that are pulling them down destructive areas of life instead of constructive, creative, positive directions in life. You got to get them while they're young. And if you have a family, which I hope you do, or you know someone, this is a chance for you to bring blessing to them. Freedom from Addiction 2. E-book, $3.99. Hard copy, $19.99. Okay, buy 10 of those, $200. Well worth the investment. Think of the lives that would be changed. And I like the fact this is a tool that's very readable, and it's something that goes well in the pulpit, too. I think that our ministers, our youth ministers, need to be educated and aware of and to be looking for the types of behaviors and problems you outline in your book.
I had a teenager who was having some behavioral problems in school, and I had the opportunity of getting him a copy of the book and reading to him the letter, and he was so impressed by the content and everything that he took this book to his high school and started reading that letter to all the kids that he knew and would listen to him. And the response was amazing. The kids had never contemplated what their problems that they were having were caused from. And I know that one person's testimony to another can ignite the world, and that's what I'm hoping will happen.
I like the way you phrase addiction. You say, see the addiction you're concerned about. I mean, it's like a hit list. You know?
Yeah.
And you can just go, wow, whoa, yeah. It's a hit list. Choose the addiction. See the addiction you're concerned about, and then you can go right to it and begin to think about overcoming that problem or helping someone who has a problem with that addiction.
And can you imagine how good you'll feel if you have one person, a family member, an associate, doesn't make any difference who it is, that you can share this mission with, this message, and that as a result of that, they overcome their disease of addiction and the difference that the rest of their life makes?
You know, before the show's almost over, Doctor, but look, I want to play one of these tracks. I have a beautiful CD that you were generous enough to provide to Artist First Radio. And when there's 12 tracks, of the 12, do you have a favorite?
Boy,
what about this track 12, Hole in the Sky, which is a duet?
Yeah, I did a duet with a girl, and she was told that she can't sing, thrown out of the choir, and one day in the bathroom, she was cleaning the bathroom, and lyrics came into her mind, and she couldn't get rid of them, and a voice said, Janet, write it down. And by the third time that this voice said, Janet, write it down, she wrote it down. And subsequently, she took it to a studio there in her hometown, and they put it to music. And this happened 11 times after that, and by the 11th time, she had an album. And I had the fortune of being able to help her, you know, get these songs published. And we sang together in churches, and we put this duet together. Yeah, it's a great song.
I want to play it. Let's see if we can't get it on here. Let's try it.
Long ago, our Savior left to build a home on high. His home will be a peaceful one. No,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear it. It's a little soft.
Thank you. You don't mind me putting it in, do you?
Oh, that's great.
Thank you. God bless you, brother. Very good, very good. Now, at this point, when we come back, I'm going to thank you for joining us, and then I'm going to give you a chance to do a shout-out. Anyone on planet Earth you'd like to say hello to, or concluding remarks for our listeners? Okay.
Thank you, Tony.
So I'll be back in a moment.
Down here we have infirmities that we don't understand, but we will know the reason why up in that other land. The dumb shall speak, the deaf will hear, the lame shall walk again. The blind will see the Lord come back, and we'll be free from sin. For a hole in the sky, not in the ground. I want to be ready to go when I hear that trumpet sound. I'll gladly leave everything behind that I've worked for on earth. For that hole in the sky, not in the ground. Our Lord has said that He's come back just like they watched Him go. He'll be coming on a cloud, the Bible tells us so. The saved on earth will be caught up, the dead in Christ shall rise, and with the shout of jubilee, we'll meet Him in the sky. So I'm looking for a hole in the sky, not in the ground. I want to be ready to go when I hear that trumpet sound. I'll gladly leave everything behind that I've worked for on earth, for that hole in the sky, not in the ground. When Jesus comes back to earth, we don't know when just how. Every tongue will confess and every knee shall bow. Our bodies will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Then onward, upward, we will go to live with Him on high. So I'm looking for a hole in the sky, not in the ground. I want to be ready to go when I hear that trumpet sound. I'll gladly leave everything behind that I've worked for on earth, for that hole in the sky, not in the ground.
Amen, brother. Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD, author of Freedom from Addiction 2, thank you so much for your dedication to the Lord Jesus Christ and the thousands that you've brought healing to. Before I let you go, my brother, anyone out there on planet Earth you'd like to say hello to, or closing remarks for our listeners?
Tony, I would like to give a gift to everyone all over the planet tonight, and it won't cost you a penny, and it might be the most important gift that you've received, and that is on iTunes.com, which you can download to your your phone or your laptop, they have a part of their program. They not only sell records but and music, but they have podcasts. And I have a podcast there that you can listen to program after program after program about the things that we've been talking about tonight. You can find it if you'll search under Alternative Health for the program Freedom from Addiction. And just subscribe to that for free and listen to it, and it will grow on you, and it will give you a chance at a better life. So that's my wish tonight, is that everybody can have the best life possible.
Thank you. Did you have a good time? Bo?
Absolutely, Tony. That was a great program. Thank you for the opportunity of being able to share this message with the world.
It was great. It was a wonderful show. Thank you so much. Give us a day or so. We'll convert it to MP3 format. You're free to capture the link and put it in iTunes, YouTube, TuneIn, Facebook. Send it out with free press releases. Have a good time with the show, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Great.
Thank you so much. I got to move on to the next one.